What's going on, guys? James Camacho here. This is Kicking It with Camacho. I am here along with my little floofy floof, Kaisa, back there. Can you see him? Can you only see his legs? Kaisa is sunbathing right behind me. It's going to be a fun episode. He's probably going to sleep better than ever this episode because God knows I got that monotone AM radio history lesson a voice, and you know what, I'm a good cat dad. I want my cats to have the best sleep possible, so I'm just gonna lullaby. Is it lull? I guess lull comes from lullaby, right? I'm gonna lull him to sleep right behind me. Hope you guys are doing well. Quick update on my goals. We are at 2,632 watch hours of 4,000. We're climbing slowly climbing, you know. We're like, you ever see those movies where the guys are like climbing Mount Everest, you know, and it's just like, they're just like inching up, like every arm, every rock, just slowly just going up the hill. We're climbing, baby. We're almost at the first tier of monetization, which is 3,000. I think with 3,000, I can do supers on live chats, but that's not what I'm going for. I'm going for the second tier. Oh, Bulba's woo! All right, you guys got double cat action today. I think Bulba's making out with Kaisa. Oh, didn't know these cats were gay. But yeah, so we're on the way there. Bench update. I benched today, actually, and unfortunately we hit a plateau. I put up 195, and, you know, it's a bummer, but hey, you know, I'm not, I'm not a pro athlete. I'm not a pro bodybuilder. There's going to be plateaus. There's going to be bumps in the road. But I was able to maintain, the weight I put up from, last time I benched. And I think I kind of know why, my bench plateaued. I haven't been eating as much. I don't know. I have no fucking appetite these days. I don't know what it is. I think it's just because being on the road and stuff. Usually during the week, I'm really regimented and I'm like eating every 2 hours. But on the road, you kind of take what you can get. And yeah, I just haven't been eating that much. I also did the day before yesterday. I worked out and then I went back to the gym like 6 hours later and I did like a cardio session. So dude, my body was pretty exhausted and not eating as much as I should be. So I just got to eat more and we'll be fine, you know. But like, this is my, you know, this is the mentality I have, which I love. I know it's going to be a process, but as long as I identify the problem and fix it, we're going to be good. So yeah, I just want to give you an update on those guys. Guys, if you don't already, please sign up for my patreon.com/jamescamacho. It's $5 a month, and for $5 a month, you get a bonus episode. I am thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about having the free episodes Tuesday and Friday, and the bonus will be on Saturday. So for the Patreon members, the bonus will be tomorrow, and I'm still matriculating different kind of benefits you can get in addition to the free episode. And yeah, that's all it is, man. Tour dates coming up: Albany, New York, March 24th, New York City, New York, March 30th, Houston, Texas, April 6th. I'm going to be in Atlantis, Bahamas. I think that's where it is, Atlantis, Bahamas, at Joker's Wild Comedy Club. I think that's what it's called. I'm there for 2 weeks, actually. So if by any chance you're in the Bahamas, come see me perform from April 22nd to May 5th. That's a lot of goddamn shows. And then this just in, I'm going to be in Kenosha Comedy Club in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I think that's pretty close to Milwaukee, May 17th to 18th. And then also May 31st, June 1st, McKinney, Texas, about 30 minutes from Dallas. I'm going to be at the Comedy Arena. Tickets at jamescamacho.com. Come see me live. Yeah. Hell yeah, man. So, I feel like last week I took up a lot of, not last week, like earlier this week's episode, I took up a lot of time yapping about my Northwest trip. And I feel like as much fun as I'm having with the podcast, I feel like I'm kind of like not getting to the questions and I'm not getting to the motivational quotes, which, you know, if you listen to the podcast, if you're a fan, please write into me at jamescamachocomedy@gmail.com. Send your questions, but also let me know which segments you like the best, or what you would like to see from this podcast. I'm always trying to expand. I'm always trying to grow. Right now, I'm having a lot of fun kind of with the goals, with the, you know, talking about my week of shows, talking about trending news topics, and then answering questions and motivational quote. That seems to me pretty fun, but I don't know. Like, it's about what you guys want. So please let me know if you have any suggestions, how this can be more enjoyable for you. Just let me know. But I spent like 30 minutes yapping about my tour last week, and I didn't really get to any trending news topics. So I got a few here. I do have one question remaining. So I need more questions, guys. Please send them to me. And we got a motivational quote here. So without further ado, let's freaking get into it. Oh, before we get into it, man, I hope you guys are excited that spring's coming, man. It is 70 degrees here in New York City. I just went outside to get some deodorant. I don't want to be a stinky James. And it's fucking beautiful out, man. I went out there with a t-shirt and shorts on, and it was gorgeous, man. Oh, beautiful. And I'm happy I started doing my weight loss cutting stuff after the Super Bowl, because, you know, every year, man, it just the nice weather, it just comes out of nowhere, and then you're looking down at your rolls, right? You're pinching your side fat, like, shit, I gotta get in shape, you know, because, you know, you never know when you're gonna have a pool party, or you're gonna have to go out there and take your shirt off and put it on a puddle to help a hot lady across the street. You don't want your flab showing, you know. So, guys, if you're insecure about your body, if you've been eating all you want over the winter, start getting in the gym, man, or just cut that. You know what? Listen, not everyone's a gym rat like me, but, you know, I always tell people, like, if they want to lose weight, like, if you have like a favorite meal, or if you like just do a little less with each meal, you know. Like, let's say if you do eggs and oatmeal in the morning, just maybe one less egg or no oatmeal, you know, just do something where you can go, you cut stuff out, you know, or maybe do the whole no carb thing that people do. I can't do that, though, because I'm a scrawny fucker, man. If I don't eat like 400 grams of carbs a day, I lose weight quick, which is like, you know, some people are obviously going to be like, whoa, is that a problem? For me, it is, because I'm trying to get big, you know. But anyways, spring's here. I got to put the AC unit in my apartment. I'm sweating right now. Let's get that body in shape, baby. Let's show those. Oh, man, it must be. Oh, man, it's going to start getting to the point where it gets nice out, and the ladies are going to be out in their skirts and their spaghetti tops. Oh, man, it's man, there's going to be a lot of relationships ending, man. Cuffing season is over. You're gonna have all that temptation out there, man. Oh man, oh man, oh man. Ironically enough, my relationship ended in the end of summer, which is when you start looking for someone. But yeah. Oh man. Beginning of warm weather season is just like when you go from your senior year of high school to college, you know, if you're in a relationship. That's it's a testy time, if you know what I mean. You know what I kind of miss about being in a relationship is those days where you're like, you know, you've been in a long term relationship. You know, you're used to each other, right? But then, like, there's every so often, whether it's, like, you're going to go out to dinner or you're going to have, like, a, you know, a date night, you're just like, you know what, babe? Let's just dress hot today, right? You know, because my ex and I, we were a pretty hot couple. You know, I'm a decent-looking guy. I'm a 7 out of 30. And my ex was gorgeous. Gorgeous, you know, mixed race, just awesome body. And, you know, I miss those days where we were just like, you know what, let's just fucking... Let's be the hot couple today, you know? I'll have my arms out. I'll have my chest out. Get some shoulder going. Get some cleavage going. Get that belly button going. Woo! Yeah. Anyways. The past. But that's all done now. Anyways, guys. So, man, I got some pretty wild trending news topics today. These are the type of topics where it's like, I got to be careful. Because stuff like this, if I ever get any, like, television opportunities, this could... Talking about these topics could probably lose me a job, but you know what? We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Right now, I got nothing going on. So, apparently, a woman who reported a man in ladies' locker room was booted from Planet Fitness, and she's not taking it. So, yeah, this woman who was going to Planet Fitness, she says that she was in the woman's locker room, and there was a man in there who thinks he's a woman shaving. And then Planet Fitness had her membership revoked. And also, apparently, there was a 12-year-old girl present in the locker room, which is pretty wild. And here's a video of her. Let me see if I can... Here we go. So this is a video of the lady talking about what happened. I don't want to play the whole thing. It's like a minute and a half long. But, yeah, I'm not going to play the whole thing. This is from Libs of TikTok, which... Man, it's so confusing with all this terminology now. You know, you hear libs of TikTok, which obviously means liberals of TikTok, and you think like, oh, liberal, right? Like you think, I don't know, Biden, you think abortion, and then, you know, all that stuff like pro-choice. And apparently libs of TikTok is like a very conservative account, you know? Had me very fooled. Because I was on there like, I'm a liberal. Let me go check this out. It's just fucking, you know, anti-trans, anti-grooming. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, like... So, yeah, I didn't know. There was one time I retweeted something from Libs of TikTok, and a couple people wrote to me like, oh, I didn't know you were this type of guy. And I was like, I'm a liberal. And they're like, you got to check it out a little more. And then I went back and read the stuff. I was like, oh, fuck me. But, yeah, so this lady says, you know, this is in Alaska. She went to Planet Fitness. There's a dude in the locker room, and she said something, and they kicked her out. And apparently Planet Fitness... their policy is that they allow trans people to use whichever bathroom they want. Yeah, that's about that. And, man, like I said, this is very touchy. This is, you know, I could say something that could get me in trouble. And, I don't know, man, it's like one of those, again, it's a tough thing, but I don't know, man, I got to give it up to this, I want to say trans man, right? Is that, I want to use the proper terminology here. Fuck, where is it? Well, she's a man. Or he's a man. Trans man. So this is okay. So I guess it's trans man. I'm trying to figure out exactly. I guess that's the way you call him. Right? Trans man? Queer? Okay, he claimed to be a queer male and refused to leave, and the staff basically ignored her. And the lady was a conservative who was run for public office in Fairbanks. Listen, man, I am so insecure. If I was a trans man, I wouldn't have the balls to... go into a woman locker room, man, because I just, like, listen, like, I guess I'm not that comfortable with myself. I have my insecurity issues, but, you know, that's a big, I hate to say, keep saying ballsy, but that takes a lot of guts, because you're really putting yourself out there. You know people are going to stare, you know people are going to be like, what the fuck, but, yeah, I mean, it's just tough, man. Like, here's what it really comes down to, you know. And I hope I'm not being, you know, I'm not tiptoeing around this, but like, if the establishment says, like, if that's their policy, like, you can use whichever bathroom you identify as, then it's like, do you even have a kick coming, you know? Like, I understand in real life, outside of like the Planet Fitness, if you're a dude and you show your junk or whatever, you're a decent exposure to someone, like, I mean, that's really bad, but I don't know how far the laws go. Do the laws just go everywhere, or is it like if you're in a specific company or place of business and if they have their... I'm not exactly sure how that law is, but there's nothing about this person being charged. I mean, listen, she got her membership revoked, which is, I got to be honest, it's kind of a blessing. I mean, if you're going to Planet Fitness for your fitness goals, you're not really getting much done there. Yeah, but it really just comes down to, listen, it just comes down to personal preference, you know? If Planet Fitness says this is, you know, this is how we roll, and you don't mess with it, then just cancel. You just got to leave. You just cancel your membership. I'm sure the other woman, there were probably other people there that were uncomfortable. The child thing is tough too, man, because, you know, grown women seen dicks before, you know, like that's, come on, who are we kidding? But like, obviously if you're in a locker room, you want to feel like, you know, you want to feel safe. But if the guy's queer and he likes dudes too, then I guess you could feel a little more solace in that. Like if you're a grown woman as a dude, a gay guy, like, I mean, like don't gay bees with their woman friends, don't they all just get dressed together all the time anyways, you know? Write in if you have a gay bee, if you're a lady with a gay bee. Have you ever, like, seen your gay bee's penis and, like, not been, like, I don't know, like, felt, like, threatened? You know what I mean? It's just tough, man. I guess, like, I'm trying to be very, like, non-biased. Because I'll be honest, like, if I was in a locker room and there was, like, a naked lady there and she's, like, I identify as a man, I'd feel weird, but as long as if they weren't hitting on me and doing all that stuff, that I guess I'd be okay. I know it's different for women and men, but yeah, the child thing is the one thing though. It's like you know, kids aren't supposed to be, you know, kids aren't supposed to be watching porn. So if you got dicks in their face, or I don't know what's going on with this guy, but if you got that going on, that's problematic, you know. But then if that's how you're going to roll up Planet Fitness in Alaska, then don't you almost have to have like a 18-year-old and under locker room or something, you know? Because you can't risk having balls in front of kids, you know? So I don't know what the happy medium is there. You know, I definitely understand that there's going to be, you know, I'm trying to look at it from both sides because I'm more of a middle person, you know? Like I'm a liberal for sure, but I also, like, you know, I try to think things out. I'm not, you know, one of these ultras, you know, I'm on this side, that side, like, you know, and then you're throwing fucking grenades at the other side trying to kill everyone. It's like, I guess you would have, if you're going to have that rule, wouldn't it be best to have like an 18 and under locker room? But then I guess you could have boys and girls in there too, which is makes it even weirder. It's just tough, man. I mean, you know. And I know the left is going to be like, hey, like, let her identify or let him identify as how he wants. You know, you're transphobic, you're this, that. And then the other side is going to be like, you know, you can't expose yourself to kids. Like, this is just following, like, the woke mentality. Yeah, my thing is just like, hey, like, if this company, if they're standing by it, I mean, they took her fucking membership away, so they're obviously siding with the guy here. I guess you just got to make that decision for yourself to be like, hey, like, I can't go to this gym. And don't give me this bullshit of like, oh, but this is my home gym. This is, it's like there's plenty of gyms everywhere, right? Like I said, you not going to Planet Fitness is probably going to – there's probably gonna be people that are like, you know what? I was so offended by that. I signed up for Retro Fitness. And now I'm in way better shape, and I've never been happier in my life. Now I'm getting real dick, you know? So, yeah, it's just one of these things that's it's very uncomfortable to talk about. Especially someone for, it's just, you know, like, I'm being authentic with you guys. It's just like, hey, like, I support people that want to identify the way they want to, and then, like, they should also be able to live a life where they're happy. You know, but I also get other people like, you know, listen, if I'm in a locker room, I see balls, I get freaked out, you know? So, and listen, if there was a girl in a male's locker room, and even if she's a smoke show, it would still be like, what the hell's going on here? You know, I would be more nervous about the other boners going up when the hot chick's in the locker room than I would be about the girl, yeah, in a way. But yeah, it's tough, man. But yeah, this is their policy, man. I mean, like, there's so many places that have, like, there's some places you go to, there's a drink minimum. If you don't pay a drink minimum, you know, you got to get the fuck out, right? That's just the company policy. And just go to another gym. Listen, like, I mean, now they got all these tweets in this article. Women are under attack. Dad of the year. This man, there's a picture of a guy and his daughter. This guy looks like Jordan Peterson, kind of. And this says, this is a meme. It says, the man's teeth were knocked out by the girl's father, who identifies as the tooth fairy. I don't know what that is. And then someone writes, it's time to Bud Light this garbage business. Get it trending. I love that. I used to try to have a bit about that, where now the term Bud Light means canceled for conservatives. And then the dude isn't even pretending to be a woman. Yeah, if you look, you know, I'll say this. This is a little bit also kind of, I'll show you guys the picture, but this is the picture of the dude, if I can get it on my other screen here. The guy just looks like a normal dude. Hope that's not offensive, saying he looks normal. But if you look at the picture of this guy, I don't know if you can see it here. He looks like a really, he looks like a kind of a good-looking middle-aged guy, you know? And he's not indecent exposing, but yeah, I don't know. It's just very tough, you know? And there's always that possibility he's in there saying that so he can get a look at some cooch, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I hope I didn't piss off anyone with my views here, but my view is just like, it's tough and it makes you uncomfortable. You're just going to have to, I don't want to say deal with it. You don't have to deal with anything you want to deal with. I would just say get it, you know, go to a new gym. But yeah, it's just, this is tough. I don't think I said anything offensive, right? All right, let's move on to this. Let's get a little bit more, let's lighten the mood here, get a little less controversial. Apparently, Gen Z, according to the New York Post, Gen Z is the most free and freakiest about sex. Astrology reveals why. For better or worse, and usually for bitter, we're obsessed with Gen Z. Their slang, eating habits, 3-4 showers, work ethic, skincare routines, limited understanding of the tax process, disinterested in driving, perhaps the most, especially their sexual proclivities. Says half of Gen Zers born 1995 to 2008 are seeking non-traditional romantic partnerships, with 59% reporting that their ideal scenario is an open or polyamorous relationship. In addition, a recent survey released by the Public Religion Research Institute revealed that 28% of Gen Z identified as part of the LGBTQ community. In contrast, only about 16% of millennials, 7% of Generation X, and 4% of baby boomers identify as LGBTQ. I don't know why astrology comes into play here. Oh, it says Gen Z is more sexually free than generations that came before. Why? Blame it on the placement of Death Daddy planet Pluto and freewheeling good timing Sagittarius. What in the fuck? Listen, I don't get astrology. I'm not even going to pretend like I get fucking anything about Pluto. I'm not going to even go there. But, I mean, this makes perfect sense. I mean, if you look at it in, like, a practical standpoint, it's not because they were born Gen Z between 1995 to 2008, astronomical this, like, all this shit. I guess that's what they're going at, Pluto, placement of the fucking sky, the star. I don't know. But, dude, it's the society we live in. We're in this internet age, right? So there's more options out there. I mean, dude, if you, with dating apps, you can literally swipe through hundreds of options. In New York City, you can swipe through hundreds of options a day of people to sleep with, right? Before, it was just literally the people you came in contact with, right? Or if your friend hooked you up, you know? So you have more options, right? And with the internet, there's so much, there's a lot of this stuff about, like, you know, and I'm not saying my opinion when I say this, but it's like, you know, now, like, what do you call it? There's this whole thing about, like, empowering women, you know, and like, you know, the old aged way of kind of relationship is like, you know, the guy runs the relationship, he makes the money and his wife cooks for him and all that bullshit. Now it's like women can have their own jobs. A lot of them make more money than men in the relationship, you know, and it's just like, yeah, with that kind of power, right, comes more opportunity, more availability, and more, you know, people are going to actually, you're more mateable. Is that the right word? I don't know. But yeah, this has nothing to, this is not that crazy, you know? And like, especially nowadays, it's like people don't want to be tied down. People don't want to, you know, be told what to do. This whole, and you know, young people in general are like anti-establishment. So this whole thing's like monogamy, married one person for the rest of your life. All these kids are like, fuck that. I'm going to do what I want, you know? It's like when your parents tell you don't drink, don't smoke. And when you're growing up, it's like, I want to drink, I want to smoke, right? So it's like, this isn't even like that crazy, you know? And, you know, a lot of too, like, it's funny too, because like, I think people might be like, oh, with the polygamy and like the polyamory, it's like, oh, the guys, right? The guys are animals. They just want to fuck everything. Guys, for the most part, when they get in relationships, they actually kind of settle in, you know? Obviously, when they're dating, you know, they try to keep their options open. But when they actually settle in and zone in on a like an actual relationship on someone specifically, guys are pretty faithful. I feel like it's the woman that when they're in relationships, right, and things go south, arguments, blah, 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 especially with this, like, woman-empowered time we're living in. Like, you see all these things online about, like, you know, women don't need to take this shit anymore. Women can be themselves, right? You need a man this. You need a man that. Like, you rarely hear that. Like, guys joke about that. Oh, you need a lady with big tits who'll suck your dick whenever you want, right? Make you, like, that's not make a sandwich. That's so antiquated. But now, you never hear that now. Like, oh, a men need a woman who this. It's always like, whoa. Like, woman, you need a man who does this, treats you right, loves you, supports you, does whatever you want, yada, yada, yada. So now I think just like it's just we're kind of in this age where there's more options. And I think the women are kind of more the ones that are like, we don't need to, you know. This is especially in like big cities, man. In terms of like the open relationship stuff, because you just have so many options out here, man. And people are like busy with their jobs, so they don't want to get like tied down to one person, which makes no sense. Because if you have multiple partners, that's just more of a headache, you know. But I get it, man. You know, this like to me, this is not surprising whatsoever. You know, 59%. Report their ideal scenario is open or, yeah, of course. If you ask a single person, you know, would you want to be in a relationship with one person or have an open relationship with as many people as you want? That single person who's not in love with someone is going to say, oh, fuck everyone, obviously, you know? So that's stupid. Try asking this in people who are in relationships, like actual in like a 2-year-long relationships at least. Would you want to be monogamous or open? I guarantee you that's going to be completely skewed, you know? Yeah, and then it's also in terms of like, 28% of Gen Z identify as part of the LGBTQ community. So it's like, again, options. It's just like, oh, I don't have to be straight. There's more options. I could be queer. I can, go into any locker room I want. I can do this. I can do that. You know, it's a lot of like, it's just like keeping your sexuality open. I thought this article would be more about like they're doing more freaky, they're more freaky about sex. Like, they're doing more experimental stuff, which I'm probably sure they are doing. Yeah, the rest of this article is just, like, talking about Pluto and Sagittarius's. I don't know. But this doesn't surprise me at all, man. You know? This whole view of, like, poly, like, you know, open relationships. I'll be honest, man. You know, I don't talk about this. I don't think I've ever mentioned this in the podcast, but my ex... when we were having tough times, you know, she suggested that we should do a open relationship, you know, because, you know, that's kind of like, you know, there's that old saying of like, you know, when someone suggests that to you, the relationship's kind of over, especially after being monogamous. But I got to be honest, man, now that I look back at it, you know, I'm kind of in this young age too. It's like, of course, at the time I was like, hell no, you know, like we've been together for so long. Like, I love you and all that stuff. But, go ahead and see if there's anything better out there, you know? All right, you want to? Fine, I'll go have fun too, you know? And then we'll meet back here and see if any if it was any better. How about that? I should have been like, that would have been something. That would have been some balls, you know? Yeah, go ahead, go see if you can get anyone better out there. Go ahead. Yeah, go. You know, I'll go sniff around too, you know? But yeah, I'm a monogamous guy for sure, but that's only if I'm really serious about someone, you know? Like, anyone I'm dating now, it's almost foolish to be dating someone and just date one person, you know? Foolish. Because your vibe is just going to be all into that one person, you know? It's more attractive and it's a little bit easier, less pressure on the other person and yourself when you can kind of, like, date around a little bit. You get a little rotation going on, you know? And then the person of that rotation that kind of sticks out the most... over time, you just end up phasing the other ones out. So This has not surprised me at all. Next kind of wild article. RFK Jr.'s vice president and prospect, Aaron Rodgers, has shared false Sandy Hook conspiracy theories in private conversations. Oh, boy. So apparently RFK said that Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the New York Jets, is one of his top choices to become be his vice president running mate. And then, like, shortly after that, all these old, I guess, conversations or interviews with Aaron Rodgers came out where he was sharing conspiracy theories about the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting not being real. Apparently, this is from CNN. They say they know two people whom Rodgers enthusiastically share these stories, including, I don't want to say the name of these people. But yeah, Rodgers brought up the tragic killing of 20 children and six gunmen, saying it was a government inside job and the media was intentionally ignoring it. When questioned about the first responders and the families, he said they were crisis actors. And these kids were basically, this is all phony, basically. They're all actors, everything. And then he came out today and said on Twitter, X, he said he denied the comments, saying on record. He says, I'm on record saying what happened in Sandy Hook was a tragedy. I am not or never have been of the opinion that the events did not take place. Again, I hope that we learn from this and other tragedies to identify the signs that will... Okay. Just more mush to try to soften the blow. So I guess these stories weren't published? So yeah, I guess there's no actual publication where he said this. I thought this might have been from like a podcast or something that he actually said this, but this is just kind of like someone saying that he said this, which I don't know, like that's tough. Like do you take their word? There's no evidence, but it doesn't look good for Rodgers because he's a huge conspiracy theorist guy. I mean, he's claimed that the whole COVID thing was a hoax. He's big into Alex Jones, right? So yeah, this is not, it's almost like that person who, your friend who cheats on their girlfriend, right? And they're like, I swear I'm different, right? I swear I've changed. And then, like, you hear some girl be like, yeah, I slept with him. He's like, dude, you cheat on that girl again? He's like, nah, man, I told you I'm different. And then you're like, but dude, like, you said you cheated. And then your girlfriend, like, are you cheating on all your girlfriends in the past? How am I supposed to believe you, you know? And that, you know what? This could be a thing where maybe they hate Aaron Rodgers and they're just having this come out to kind of hurt him. But, you know, there's so much here, man. It's just like RFK Jr. wants Aaron Rodgers to be vice president. Like, RFK Jr. is not winning the presidency, I don't think. I don't think he has a real chance. But your running mate is Aaron. That means if something were to happen, he would be the president. Can you imagine President Rodgers? I mean, what the fuck? It's so funny because it's such a hack bit at this point. Ever since Trump became the president, and now you have Biden, who's like so old, right? It's like laughable when he makes public appearances. And then everyone's got this hack bit like, well, anyone could become president now. I could be president. It's just like, yeah, maybe you could, you know? Like, Aaron Rodgers, he's a fucking quarterback. Like, I don't give a shit how smart he thinks he is, how whatever, charismatic. Like, dude, it's like you're a football player. You have never had any political experience, you know? And I guess people could say, like, Trump never had any political experience. Like, that's true. That's very true. And that's why it was a big thing when he became president. But it almost goes to show you the state of this country where, like, this is he's legitimately being considered to run for the office of the United States. I mean, these other countries must be giggling at us. Like, fucking Aaron Rodgers, you know? And I guess Ronald Reagan, he was an actor. He became a president. But I think he had political experience. He had been a governor, maybe, you know? But, like, that's the society we live in, man. Because, you know, RFK, he's not picking Aaron Rodgers because, you know, to lose. He's not doing anything that's going to hurt him. He knows that Aaron Rodgers has got a lot, you know, he's got a big platform, he's got a big mouth, and people listen. When he talks, people listen, people share, people trend. He can literally sway public opinion, right? So he knows that people in the United States are dumb enough that if you just, you know, have someone who's more popular than an actual political person, you'll get more eyeballs, more views, more likes, more clicks. You know, honestly, bro, if you really think about it, like, if The Rock ran for, he could win. The Rock ran for president. Oh, he's never had any political experience. He's just a wrestler. He's an actor. Are you serious? But dude, don't you love him in wrestling? Don't you love him in black, what's that fucking movie, superhero movie he did? Don't you love him in Fast and Furious? Yeah, I really did. You know what? Fuck it, I'll vote for him. Like, that's how people think now. I'll be honest, too. It's just like, if I really like someone, you know, and they run for office, I'll be interested. I'll be like, Even though I know that may not be the best decision for our country, but people are so selfish. It's like, what's really going to happen, you know? God damn it. God damn it, man. You just see the country falling apart before your eyes, you know? Trump becomes president a couple years ago. Now Aaron Rodgers might be the VP. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, man, one of these big actors, they're just going to have enough fucking moxie, or one of these YouTube stars. Mr. Beast will run for president in a couple years. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Guy's got him. Mr. Beast got, what, 200 million subscribers? If they all vote for him? Kanye thought about it. Remember Kanye was thinking about it? You know, until he fucking starts saying some crazy shit. He had supporters, you know? Because he made great fucking music. If you do anything great, I mean, don't they say politics, the election is just one, like, popularity contest or, like, a reality show anyways, you know? Man. And to go back to the Sandy Hook thing, man, this really feels like a Shane Gillis situation, you know? This guy, you know, he's up for this really dope job. And then something he said in the past really just comes back to bite him in the ass, you know? But like I said, I wouldn't put it, but he just, like, Rodgers is a conspiracy guy, you know? Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. I mean, he's one interesting cat. And it's just more, I feel bad for the New York Jets, man, because... Listen, I'm not one of these guys, like, you know, shut up and dribble guys, but it's like, if you want to be great at anything, football, basketball, comedy, politics, you have to, like, completely immerse yourself in there. You can't split yourself thin like that, you know? And this isn't like, oh, I'm going to do football and then golf on the side. This is fucking like political campaigning and shit and playing quarterback for the New York Jets. Like, those, like, there's no way you can do everything. Like, dude, I can barely do a podcast, comedy, and acting. You know, like, there's not enough time in a day for me. So the Jets, like, the Jets fans, everyone, they're just trying to win football games. And just imagine if, like, you know, the quarterback of your, I don't know, I'm trying to find a more relatable kind of scenario. Just imagine if you were going for, like, surgery and then you found out your doctor was, like, he just started taking up, like, the week of your fucking surgery, this is like life-ending surgery, like life-threatening or whatever surgery. In the middle of that week, he starts like, I'm also, my wife and I, we decided we're gonna go to some key parties this week or something, you know? Or I don't know, that's a bad example. What if they're like, oh yeah, like I'm in this painting class and I got my big, portfolio due this week, you know? You'd be like, dude, like, oh, fuck you, just focus on the surgery, you know? This is a big deal. No, I can do both. I don't want you to do both. You know, boy, oh boy, the world is a fucking, what's that old saying? It's like, fiction needs to be real, but then nonfiction is even crazier or something, you know? Jesus Christ. I mean, just, did you hear the stories we went through today, guys? Woman in locker room, man in woman's locker room, and then we have horny Gen Zers, and now we have, and then Aaron Rodgers and RFK, like, what the fuck, you know? This is the world we're living in. But yeah, and speaking of fiction, this actually leads perfectly into one of the questions we have this week. This is another Norman question. Shout out to Norman. Great fan. I believe he's a professor of English, I want to say. But he's always got these really insightful questions that remind me of my English major years. He asked me, what is my favorite fiction novel? He goes, I know you like nonfiction books, but then again, who doesn't? This whole episode's kind of coming together. I'm going to say Harry Potter, and I only say it's coming together because she's really transphobic. But I guess that's my favorite because that's probably one of the only like fiction series I've read like every single book. And like, you know, when the Harry Potter books would drop, like when they would come out in bookstores, I would always run there like first thing in the morning. I would always be at Barnes & Noble like opening day to grab a book. I'd be excited to read that. But other than that, not fiction novels. I don't do a lot of reading, like I said, unfortunately. Mice and Men, I guess. That was pretty great. Oh my God, I got nothing here. Oh, you know what? I really did like Stephen King growing up. I did. There was one book I read that I really liked from him. It was all like, you know, Stephen King obviously is like a horror novelist. There was a book he wrote called Cell. Let me see if I can. I'm going to Google that up here. Cell by Stephen King. It was, they made a film of it? Oh, I got to see this movie. I didn't know they made a movie of it. Samuel L. Jackson was in it? Get the fuck out of town. Yo! And John Cusack? I've met John Cusack, by the way. He's an interesting guy. The film received negative reviews from critics upon its release being poorly crafted and lacking suspense. Wow, I didn't know they made a movie of this. Well, I don't know if I want to see it since it got such bad reviews, but I'll put this on my list. It was panned by critics. 11% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's not good at all. But, Stephen King came out with this book called Cell. It was a 2006 apocalyptic horror novel. The story follows a New England artist struggling to reunite with his young son after a mysterious signal broadcast over the global Cell network turns the majority of his fellow humans into mindless, vicious animals. Yeah, so it's like a zombie. It's a zombie book. People start picking up their phones, and they start turning into zombies. That's it. I remember reading that. That's one of like, the first books I like bought as a kid. 2006, man. I was like, what, 13? Yeah, and that became an inspiration for one of my screenplays, Racies, which I don't know if you listened to last episode or two episodes ago. I wrote a screenplay where people working at Macy's, they get snowed in. There's a huge freak snowstorm, and then all the mannequins turn alive and start killing the employees. Maybe I should make that into a movie. Maybe John Cusack and Samuel L. Jackson will be in that one. But yeah, so that's one of my books that I can remember. And then, like, you know, this is how you know I haven't read anything in a while. Like, I was a big fan of, like, the R.L. Stine Goosebumps books. I was kind of a horror buff when I was growing up. For fiction, that's pretty much it. Harry Potter and Stephen King. And that's it for the questions. So, guys, we're out of questions. Please send your questions to jamescamachocomedy@gmail.com, or you can DM them to me. I'll probably put a prompt out on Facebook, too, and you guys can just comment it on there. Let's wrap up here with a nice motivational quote. This motivational quote is a classic. We've all heard it. We all know it. We've all uttered it to someone trying to pretend like we're better than them. Right now, I am just trying to give the person who said it credit. Oh. I guess this is like a biblical thing. Here we go. Poet William Langland, from his poem Piers Plowman, written in 1360, said, patience is a virtue. Patience is a virtue. Now, what is patience is a virtue? Now, I can give you my interpretation, but you know, I haven't read a book since I was 13. So let's go online and give a good explanation. Patience is a virtue means the ability to wait for something without getting angry or upset is a favorable quality in a person. The ability to wait calmly, the capacity to accept delay without getting angry, a quality or trait that most consider to be morally good or desirable in a person. Yeah. I bring this one up because patience is a virtue, man. You know, anything worth, you know, doing takes time. And you know, we, especially now in the society we live in, we want things so quick. You know, we got like Netflix on demand, we got our phones just throwing content at us every fucking waking second, right? We got all these options in terms of dating. Look at that, we're all circling back. This episode's one big circle, you know. But like, people got options when it comes to dating. So like, if you're dating someone, they piss you off, you might want to disregard them and not, like, you know, work on things, right? Because I got options, I don't need this shit. But like, yeah, man, it's just like anything that's good, it takes time, you know. And the reason this is a quote that I want to share is because, you know, currently in my life, I am learning patience, you know, in a couple different ways. You know, I'll go back to like my triple C's, my three C's of life, my career. You know, I'm in comedy. I'm an actor. I'm guess what do you call it? Influencer. The success, it takes a long time, man, you know, and, I've definitely been in this position for a while now where I want success now. I want, all this shit now, not so much for my stand up. I'm actually pretty good. Like, I understand it's just like, it's going to take time, stage time. Stand up's actually kind of great because I can only get on stage like every 24 hours, right? I can only get on stage. I can only practice when I'm in front of people every night when I do a show. So there's patience there, kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? I have no choice. Like, I have to be patient when it comes to that. But in terms of like my, you know, like let's say my workout stuff, it's like, I can't go to the gym every day and bench press, and every day just, I'm going to get, you know, put 5 pounds on my bench press for so many reasons. One, it's like, I need rest. Two, it's just like, that's basically it. I need rest. I mean, if I could bench press every day, and that I would do that, but that's not the case, you know. And I've learned from my experiences, like working out, trial and error, feeling my body out, I need on average about 2 to 3 days between benching for it to be fully rested, and then I can go again, right? But again, it's just like I have this goal, I want to accomplish it as soon as possible, obviously, but I have to be patient, you know. I have to wait those 2-3 days, and in those 2-3 days. Work on the other things, you know. When you bench, you use your back a little bit, you know, so strengthen my back on the days off, right? When you bench, you also use, like, you know, your wrist, right? And then you want to work out your legs, because when you bench, you kind of plant your legs into the ground, and that can help you, you know, put weight up, so you just work on the legs, right? And then when you go back to the my comedy career, in terms of social media, it's like, it's so easy because with social media, you can post as much times as you want. Like, there's no cap on how many times you can post. You can literally post 18 times a day. And I definitely was in this position where I'm like, I want to get fucking viral. I want to get famous now. Just post, 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 post. And, you know, it's like, I haven't been patient. Like, I'm posting 18 times a day, and 18 times a day I'm expecting, you know, virality and fame, when that's not the case. And if I post 18 times a day, what are the chances the quality is going to be the content's going to be quality, you know? So now I'm like, dude, you got to be patient, right? Take the time to make better quality content. Take the time to do the research on what your audience wants. Formulate something. And this may take a day or two, but use that time instead of just rapidly, you know, playing the lottery. You know, do a little bit of research, and then give yourself a better chance, you know? And so that's why it really spoke for me. And I think, especially now in society, you know, you can see it in a lot of fields. Like, I'll relate it to sports. It's like, you know, a lot of these football teams, they'll draft a quarterback, They put him in the first year. He struggles, and they just want to get rid of him, like, immediately. It's like, dude, sometimes it takes people a couple of years to get adjusted into the NFL, you know? It could be a job, right? You get hired for a job. You're getting used to things, and people are like, dude, fucking quicker. Come on. It's like, hey, just be patient, man. Believe in me. I'll figure it out. You want to believe in, like, people's traits and their characters and their character more than their output, I feel like, in the beginning, you know? Like, if you see someone's really driven and really gives a shit and is hardworking, I would say, like, you may want to take a chance. Be patient with them, right? Obviously, someone's slacking, screwing around, you know, high all the time. Might not want to take a chance on them. But, yeah, man, everyone, again, it's just a society we live in. It's got to be quick. It's got to be, like, you know, a lot of businesses, you know? And I'll say this about the comedy business. There's a lot of places that, like, they want to make money and they have these short-term plans to make money where it's like, hey, we'll book a show. We'll give comedians who are aspiring comedians stage time, like short stage time for free. We'll fill up time on the show, and then we don't have to pay them, so our overheads for each show is less, and we'll make more money. But the problem with that is, like, the people that come to your club are going to see newer comics, right? They're not going to want to come back. They're going to leave a bad review, you know? And sometimes it's better to do the patient right way, where you pay top dollar, get really good comedians to come in, publicize that so other people might want to see them, and then we have good shows, people are going to want to come back, good word of mouth, all that stuff. But people just want so quick results, so quick, so quick, so quick. And I think if you can really value patience in whatever it is you do, I think the more success you have, man. Also, too, it's like a lot of these things that are worth doing, a lot of these dreams that people want to chase, a lot of it takes a long time, man. So, yeah, you're just going to have to be patient. So patience is a virtue, guys. That is my motivational quote for the week. And that is going to be the finishing touch on this edition of Kicking It with Camacho. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for hanging out, kicking it with me. Are the cats still here? Yeah, look at that. Oh, he's so cute. Can you guys see him? I hope I'm not blocking him. But yeah, Kaisa slept behind me this entire episode. Guys, please, please, please go like, share, subscribe. Please go on my social media and interact with my content if you don't already. I'm still trying to figure out patiently how I can get my accounts going again, get more engagement, and anything little thing you can do really, really does help me. I love kicking it with you guys. Please send your questions, and also please send any suggestions or topics or kind of like segments that you would like to hear, because one thing I'm starting to learn, and I learned this from the patience is a virtue thing, from thinking and sitting down. You know, obviously I do the podcast and my stand-up and my comedy. I do that for me. A lot of it's for me because I'm weird. I had a weird childhood. I want to say things, you know. I want people to notice me. But I also am starting to recognize more and more that it's also about the people that enjoy it, you know, and keeping them enjoying it. And then in a way, kind of serving them, you know? And if you fuck with me, I want you to keep fucking with me. And yeah. Did you come up here? Oh, I thought he came up behind me. Anyways, guys, thank you so much. Patreon members, talk to you tomorrow. And then for everyone else, I'll see you on Tuesday. Adios.